From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Jacob Zuma has resigned as South Africa's president, following orders from the ruling African National Congress Party to do so.
No leader should stay beyond the time determined by the people they serve.
During his 30-minute address Wednesday, the 75-year-old Mr. Zuma said he disagreed with the way the ANC pressured him to step down amid years of corruption allegations.
I do not fear exiting political office. However, I have only asked my party to articulate my transgressions and the reason for its immediate instruction that I vacate office.
Mr. Zuma's position was weakened after Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa was elected by the ANC to replace him as party leader in December. Mr. Zuma had faced another no-confidence motion in Parliament. His decision to step down ends a long career as an anti-apartheid resistance fighter who took office in 2009, but his reputation has been tarnished by corruption allegations, charges that he has denied. Mr. Ramaphosa could be sworn in as president as early as Friday. A 19-year-old gunman is in custody after returning to a Florida high school where he had been expelled and opened fire with an assault rifle, killing 17 and wounding several others. Scott Israel, Broward County Sheriff, said the investigation of the cause is well underway.
We've already began to dissect his websites and the things that social media that he was on, and some of the things that have come to mind are very, very disturbing.
The shooting took place in Parkland, Florida, about 70 kilometers north of Miami. The suspect identified as Nicholas Cruz. President Donald Trump offered his prayers and condolences to the families of the victims. This is VOA News. UN Syria mediator Stefan de Mistura expressed alarm Wednesday to the Security Council over the uptick in violence across Syria.
I've been now 4 years special envoy. This is as violent and worrying and dangerous a moment as any that I've seen in my time of tenure so far.
In recent weeks, Turkey has intervened in the northwest. U.S.-backed rebels clashed with government-allied forces in Deir ez-Zor. Russia-backed Syrian forces bombarded rebel enclaves in Idlib and eastern Ghouta, and Israel attacked Iranian and Syrian positions. De Mistura said what's unfolding in Syria threatens de-escalation arrangements and regional stability while undermining efforts at achieving a political solution. Vice President Mike Pence, in an interview, said the U.S. is open to talks with North Korea, but only to make it clear that it must denuclearize.
Nothing will change until the day comes that North Korea permanently abandons its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs and ceases to threaten the United States of America and our allies in the region.
He said talks are not negotiation, but rather understanding each other. Pence, who attended last week's opening ceremonies at the Winter Olympics, told the news outlet Axios he ignored the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un because he didn't think it appropriate to talk to a family member of a dictator and leader of its propaganda effort. The Taliban, in an open letter to the American people made public Wednesday, called for dialogue to end the 17-year conflict, America's longest in Afghanistan, but said their willingness to find peace is not a sign of weakness. It was released after a series of high-profile deadly attacks in and around Kabul. Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai has died following a battle with cancer. He was 65. Local resident Blessing Mpefa said he will be missed.
It is very sad in the politics of Zimbabwe that we have lost such a leader, because we need such opposition, such kind of opposition, a strong opposition. That guy was a very big opposition leader.
His death comes months before new elections are to be held in Zimbabwe, called by new President Emmerson Mnangagwa after the military ousted longtime ruler Robert Mugabe last year. The longest-serving Dutch Prime Minister Ruud Lubbers has died at age 78. The cause of death has not been given. The Ethiopian government released a journalist incarcerated for 7 years on terror charges. Eskender Nega was sentenced to 18 years, accused of inviting violence in online articles. He's the latest in a series of releases aimed at calming unrest. Inflation increased in the U.S. more than expected in January, with the consumer price index advancing 0.5%, lending further justification for an interest rate hike by the central bank known as the Federal Reserve. Meanwhile, Wall Street surged on Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones index advancing more than 250 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.